Welcome back to Cyber Defense TV. I'm your host, Gary Malevsky, and the publisher of Cyber Defense Magazine. I have a very special guest today in the hot seat. This is Ray Potter, the CEO of SafeLogic. This is one of my favorite companies because he does something we all need. Ray, tell us what you do.
So our company focuses specifically on encryption. We provide encryption libraries with a focus on compliance. So our customers are typically looking to sell into heavily regulated environments like federal and healthcare, and they need very specialized encryption that meets certain compliance check marks and specific needs of their end users.
So you're deploying a library or a toolkit so that others can enhance their product or solution to have a strong level of encryption.
That's exactly right. Encryption is very hard. You know, it's hard to get right, hard to manage, hard to maintain. A lot of people do homegrown encryption. They'll use their own algorithms, and it's really just an insecure way to go about data protection. So we not only provide, you know, standardized encryption algorithms, but also put it through a pretty heavily vetted third-party process of FIPS 140-2 compliance and keep that updated and maintained to make sure that we're providing the best encryption we can for our customers.
So is SafeLogic kind of like the best thing nobody knows about because you're embedded in some of the best cybersecurity products and solutions?
That's right. It's almost like being the neighborhood plumber, right? You don't get the notoriety always, but it's something everyone needs, right? And that's kind of how I look at what we do. So we're basically plumbing for a lot of companies that are out there on the RSA show floor, and even some folks that have won some awards with you guys. So we do that very deep plumbing and basically provide that critical layer that they need to protect data.
Now, there's been a strong debate in America with issues about cybercrime, cyber terrorism, hackers, securing cell phones, mm-hmm. all this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Some government agencies say we need backdoors to all the encryption. Others say we don't. You've got a lot of citizens and privacy groups and even SaveCrypto.org saying let's make strong encryption something that's part of the fabric of America. And recently, with the news about Facebook, a lot of people learned that their privacy was for sale. Mm-hmm. And it actually cost Facebook billions of dollars in their valuation, which said to me that maybe privacy and safety and security are important again. And the way we get that, in my mind, is with strong encryption with no backdoors. How do you feel about that?
Absolutely agree. And I definitely agree that encryption is cool again, right? And I don't know if it was Snowden. I don't know if it was just a combination of all the public breaches that have come up. But now it seems like everyone's excited about the plumbing of encryption again, which is, of course, good for us. I agree with you in the fact that I don't think there's a good way to implement a backdoor into data protection. It just doesn't work, right? But there's also a difference between security and privacy, I also believe, right? So it's one thing to keep data secure. It's also another thing to keep it private. And you have companies like Facebook that do monetize off of potentially compromising privacy, depending on how you read the license agreement. But that's kind of a separate discussion.
Yeah, but ultimately what you're telling me is you build and believe in building strong encryption without backdoors.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
Our government and some of our viewers, we have a lot of government viewers all the way up to the White House. And what I've said to them, and I hope they're going to get this out of our episode together, is that having strong encryption is like having strong borders. It's mm-hmm. giving you something that makes it harder to breach, harder to break. And if it's important, critical data, you know, who wants to drive a Ford Pinto with a vulnerability of hit the back and it blows up, mm-hmm. right? So who wants to have something with encryption that has a vulnerability and hit the encryption and it opens up?
Exactly. And even if someone doesn't look at it as a vulnerability, it's still another point of failure, right? So it's going to be hard to protect that backdoor key or however that backdoor is implemented, because people make mistakes, people make user errors and things like that. And you know, security and especially encryption is always a multi-layered approach, right? So you could have the best encryption possible, the strongest encryption, but you lose access to that backdoor key. You have a breach in the access control system, and it doesn't even matter what encryption you're using at that point. So yeah, I certainly agree with you in that the concept of a purpose-built backdoor and an encryption mechanism, not a good idea.
And the minute it's out there, other nation states who might want to gain access will have it. And so we really can't control backdoors. The best thing in my mind, in agreeing with you, is let's build great encryption. Let's do it standards-based, mm-hmm. right, mm-hmm. and have strong tests, as you do. Mm-hmm. And how quickly can we deploy SafeLogic in our platforms? If I'm building some hot new whiz-bang cybersecurity platform or new e-commerce system, and I really want to encrypt that data and protect customer records and comply with PCI, how quickly can I get your libraries embedded into my environment?
So the process is pretty quick, right? I mean, we've got a pretty streamlined support and development and integration process. Companies have gotten us up and running, you know, very shortly. It's just a matter of compiling our libraries into their code. So it's really just kind of up to the customers and their development environment and how they want to get things rolling. So historically, it's been pretty quick. We try to make the integration pretty easy. Being a relatively small company, we want to reduce the number of support cases, reduce the number of phone calls and things like that. So the easier we can make integration for our customers, kind of the better it is for us and the better it is for them.
Now, the U.S. government for a while has had, I think it's BAO, when one of these groups will say to you, hey, before you export materials to other countries, if it's a certain level of encryption, you better talk to us and fill out forms and do a lot of work. Some of your clients are probably international companies. Mm-hmm. Have you made it easy for them to get things exported, or is your encryption way too high to get out of America?
It depends. I mean, fortunately, we don't have any customers in North Korea or Syria or anything like that, so we don't have to deal with that aspect of it. But you know, for the most part, we haven't really run into it. Most of our customers are kind of U.S.-based, but we have started to branch off into some international customers as well, and most of them are some, you know, European nations, and we haven't really run into any sort of export or license restrictions or anything like that yet. But we're prepared if we do.
So it's easy to deploy.
Mm-hmm.
It's well built, purpose built.
Correct.
And you're kind of, as you said, the plumber. You're invisible, but you're there when we need you.
Exactly.
Sounds great. And yeah. And where can our viewers go to learn more about your company?
So best place to go is safelogic.com. We've also got at SafeLogic for Twitter, and you can find us on either of those.
Ray, this is a great interview, and thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate
it. Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is say to these viewers out there, remember, we've talked about anti-phishing, we've talked about the next-gen firewall, you've heard about all these things in the industry, but the heart of it all is encrypting the data and making it safer so it can't be stolen. And you've learned about SafeLogic, and you've learned that there is a library out there that will allow you to do that. And if you need a library to encrypt your material and protect your data, go to safelogic.com. Stay tuned again next time for a Cyber Defense TV episode. Thank you so much.